Drastic times call for drastic measures. Our heroes need a plan, and fast, if they want to save Oretrios from falling into the void. But who can they trust to reverse this magic that they know nothing about? Especially when all the people who could stop it are safely locked in the Sorcerer's Tower.
You guys last time met with Jean-Luc, the very sad former Sorcerer of Porte, who you have convinced one way or another to help you break into the tower and stop the Hellmouth from eating you all. In a not him running away sort of way, he plans to meet you later on in the day. He needs to talk with some people and figure out a few things, and then he will meet you back. Do you give him a location to meet, or are you guys meeting in the Lucky Tavern or Lucky Shot Tavern?
Lucky Shot is fine, because I don't love meeting in other places that we've been known to associate, I guess.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You don't trust him enough to show him the catacombs?
As head of espionage, secrecy is my new motto.
Said Cormac O'Rourke. You may have heard of him.
Cormac O'Rourke.
Secrecy is my middle name. I'm Cormac Secrecy O'Rourke. You may have heard of me.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much.
I also like the idea that you have like those like Uncle Sam, like we want you, like with Cormac being like secrecy is our motto. With Cormac's face on it and he signs each one before you paste it up. Anyway. He will meet you back here at evening dinner. He promises to maybe be sober. But you guys have the day to yourselves to accomplish anything you'd like to accomplish before this happens. Nostroy is first. You mentioned you wanted to talk to Fake Alina.
Yes. So Nostroy is going to get a ton of baked goods and just head to the palace.
So the palace, as much as you remember, it looks upkept. The trees and shrubbery and gardens, from what you glance coming up, look very well kept. They look very manicured. They do not look like they are hitting the trying times the rest of the city is hitting. Repairs of the castle itself are strong for obvious reasons. You guys are under siege. The most defensible part in the city is here. Like, it's not going to be run down. It is the last bastion that would have to be breached for the city to completely fall. Things are well kept here.
Yeah.
The more like access is like the gardens are well kept in a siege. That feels a little bit like a faux pas, you know, like people are starving and my rose bushes are doing fantastic this season. Thank you for asking. You make your way in, you wait in a receiving chamber for a little bit of time before the guards kind of scoff at you, like, yeah, like you're going to get an audience with the Duchess. And much to their surprise and chagrin, you're led back relatively quickly to meet with Fake Alina. You approach the throne room, which is big and vaguely grandiose. It is not the biggest throne room that you've ever been in. Your father's palace was much bigger. But it is not a small room by any means. There's a lot of columns. A nice orange carpet rolls up to the throne, the colors of the city. You see the grain, the crest of the... What is Catalina's last name? I don't remember. You see the family crest on and the city crest all around.
I don't think we ever gave her like a last name because she's a ruler.
Oh, no, she had a whole long title.
Yeah, it was like Catalina de Aretrios.
That's her last
name. Catalina de something de Aretrios.
Yeah. Yeah, because the names are like their like relatives two generations back and then where they're from. Especially if they're royal, like you have more names. Anyway, the family crest is on the walls. You remember this from when you've been here before. This is... You've been a guard in here before. You know the ins and outs of this place. Nothing is surprising to you here. Everything looks how you remember it. If a little bit older, you know, 3 years older. Oh, Nostroy, welcome back.
Nostroy bows deeply and, you know, presents this basket of baked goods, and I'll say that he, like, also put the mask in there. just, you know, to signify apparently the lifting of pretense, and hands the basket over to her.
Well, thank you, Nostroy, though. Count me skeptical if I think you are removing all of your masks and pretenses, but...
I apparently do not have to do that. You do this for me.
Anyone that can keep you on your toes is a good person in my book.
Yeah, that's true. So, all right, in the spirit of, ooh, wait a second. Hang on. Sorry, this take 2 seconds. Okay, this is funny. I was looking up Russian noble families, and O'Rourke is one, just spelled very differently.
Have you heard of the O'Rourkes? You mean Cormac? No, other ones.
Not me.
Totally different ones. That's amazing.
Completely unrelated. Unless you go back far enough, you know, then everyone's related.
Eaglestrom? We're going with Eaglestrom. Neostroy bows and goes, "Hello, I am Neostroy Eaglestrom." Those ones, yes, that's like the royal family in Rusa. Abandoned as a child in the street, who then made a deal to give himself a sort of everlasting life and the power of fire. It is very nice to meet you. Who might you be?
I think you know who I am.
I don't.
I am Catalina de Esteban de Florina de Oratrios.
Neostroy bends down into the basket and picks up the mask and goes, "Why am I alive?"
Well, I didn't want you dead. You're so good to look at, Neostroy. You make life interesting.
That is not true. I'm horrible to look at and I make people uncomfortable. It's not an insult to myself. It's what I must do. It's kind of the bargain that I made. No one wants me around. So why am I alive? Since apparently we are doing away with masks.
So you see her stand up and she grabs a deck of cards out from her gown. So I traveled a while on the run, and I picked up a few tricks here and there. One of them is the ability to read fates of myself, of other people. Do you know what is interesting? Is that when you guys came to town, my fate seemed to get better.
Okay. So because of a deck of playing cards, you are going to allow me to live.
Don't give me that. You know magic is real.
I know my magic is real, and I know that it came with a pretty horrible cost.
I can fix that for you if you'd want.
I don't. What I was before was much worse.
I can just make the cost less. I can change your fate.
I am very old. The idea of my fate changing is not what I necessarily find appealing at the moment.
That is fine, but don't disregard my magic just because it's not yours.
Oh, I don't. I don't, but I'm curious. So, when did you become a magical person? I did not know you to be one in your youth.
I picked it up while I was on the run. Didn't you listen?
I did. I'm curious about something. What is the first lesson that I taught you? I'll say this, Zach. You can decide whether or not she knows the answer to that question. Or if she chooses to answer it.
When did you first come to the castle? How many years were you in service with the Duke?
I would think quite a while. Probably, she might have been young, but probably born, I would think. Maybe a decade, so she might have been 6.
Okay. I just wanted, like, for reference. Nostra, you know I was too young to remember that. But the first lesson I remember was, don't steal or else I'll burn you. When you caught me taking apples from the orchard before they were ripe, and you had an elaborate story about the horse thief and how that thieves, it always catches up with them if they are not stealing for the right reasons, and because I own the town that I deserve not to steal from it, and that I should protect the people here, or else I would be worth nothing and deserve what came to me.
That seems like something I would say. Is that accurate, Zach?
It is not one of your memorable stories. Like, it seems like a story you would have told. You don't tell stories about horse thieves.
It's in the style of your stories, but it's not one you specifically remember.
Yes. Okay. It has signifiers in it that, like, feel true, like it could have happened, but you know, like.
But you don't have a memory of it.
Right. Like, if, like
in Yostroy's mind, there would be a specific moment. There would be, like, a first time he scared.
Yes.
He did something scary in front of Catalina.
It is not that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is not specifically that. It is something that sounds like you could have said, but you're like, this isn't striking a memory or ringing true in the way that you'd want it to.
Yostroy smiles and nods his head and goes, there is truth in that story, and that is the important part of stories now. He picks up the mask and looks at it, and he, like, kind of, like, puts it on and then takes it back off and looks at it and goes, it's a funny thing being a performer all your life. All I do is lie. That is the entirety of my life, is telling lie after lie after lie. And at some point, the actual truth just kind of decays along the way. Every story is based on something, someone that I knew, some place that I had been, but ultimately, that does not matter. The heart of the story, the truth of the story, is in its morality. And I don't think morality is as simple as what is and is not true. But I do believe in pretty strict morality. So, let me tell you one lesson maybe worth learning. I have no loyalty to a name or to a person. Only to an ideal. Maybe that ideal is a mask, and maybe it is not a mask. But I'm only loyal to the ideal. The reason I stayed here many, many, many years ago is because someone happened to have good ideals worth supporting. That's the only reason.
So, Nostroy, what brings you back then?
Ideals.
We can dance around the thing, but we both know that I say that I killed you when I came back.
Yeah, stories. I don't mind a lie.
But true or not, you know what I am about in that way, that I forcefully took the city back.
I have no problem with that.
What ideal brought you back?
Suffering, mostly. You're sitting on a throne of suffering. That's not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's inevitable. Someone has to be sitting here right now, as the wolves literally for a while were biting at your gates. Someone had to be in your seat. It's not a good place to be. Your title is not one of pleasantness and happy days. It's one of burden and responsibility. It's one that I think is a curse and should be done away with, but that's not what I'm actively working towards at the moment. So, maybe you live up to ideals. Maybe you don't. I have yet to decide. But the lie is not what I'm concerned with. You can tell people I'm dead or alive. That does not bother me.
I mean, before you look, is there really a difference? You know, it's...
That's truer than you think it is!
Well, I hope that I live up to your ideals. If you want to help me out and live up to them, you can take care of the siege outside of the city. That might make it less sufferful for everyone. Insufferable for everyone, that's the word.
It would make less suffering for you. That's about it.
I think it would make less suffering for everybody if there was not the siege going on.
Would it make less suffering for all the people I would have to kill to do that?
Would it make less suffering for all the kids starving in the streets because we are running out of food?
Who knows? This is the ultimate question. I don't always know. Right now, I don't know yet. That's what we have to find out.
Well, if you want to help me take out the siege, by all means, your magic will be appreciated. Maybe if you do good enough, you can be my bodyguard again. And this time I won't kill you. She gives you a wink.
I don't think I will be. Because I don't think you need one.
That's kind of you to say.
Because if you did... That's actually... Now I'm curious. You let me in here and you know what I do. Did you just let me in here?
I know you think all life is a story, Nostroy. That things happen and there are morals and you can take meaning from them. But I think all life is a game. And in games, there is skill, there is chance, there is luck. But there hits a moment where you have to take gambles. And call it a gamble, call it a calculated risk, call it the certainty. I let you in here, I knew what I was doing. But I want you to know that life is a game, and I play to win.
Yostra just kind of smiles and goes, yeah, I think I can see that. Anyone else got skin in the game for you? Just you? I see no children. I see no husband.
I've been a little preoccupied with reestablishing rule and getting rid of a siege.
Certainly no parents either. Just you.
Just me.
Yostra nods and goes, that one I actually understand pretty well. He takes the mask and goes, I think I'll still be needing this, and leaves.
You leave the palace fine. No one molests you or does anything. Like they escort you out. You know, like you're escorted out. Like you're not allowed to wander, but it's not forceful or
yeah.
You know, you're treated as a guest, not as a prisoner. All right. Anyone else want to do stuff? You guys have the day. All right. I'm taking that as a no. So it hits evening. Cody, choose even or odd.
Odd.
Cool. You walk into Jean-Luc, who is, and you're like, cool, he looks sober. There's only 36 tankards on the table. And that, you know, like, he's just like talking to no one in general. And then they said that we're not gonna let you leave. And I think they know a way out. I think they know a way out. Like a scarecrow sitting next to him. And they said that they told me that they know a way out and that they're not going to let me leave.
Jean-Luc?
Oh, hey! Hey, guys!
No, straight do the thing.
No.
Depend, this is my friend, Pierre. He is a great sorcerer of Porte. He's going to help us get into the tower. No, you don't have to come with. You just have to get us in. That's all you need.
It's just a scarecrow, right?
It's just a scarecrow. It is 100% a scarecrow. It's not even a particularly good scarecrow. He is just very deep into the drinks. And there's a lot of magical drinks here that have different effects. Some might be hallucinogenic.
Gotcha.
Yostra leans in really close and goes, you're going to die because you're drunk. And I'm not going to fix it for you.
We're going to die. Because of the Hellmouth that is going to eat us and send us to the Neverwhere. And then we are going to be eaten by terrible monsters. Do you want the secret on how to live longer? Come close. Come close. Cormac.
Yostra just slaps him in the head.
He hits the table. Cormac, come close. He grabs your face with both hands. Close your eyes in the Hellmouth. He's like yelling at you now, like an inch from your face. When you're inside, and then they can't find you.
Jean-Luc, my head is killing me already.
Don't listen to the voices. They will eat you. Did you heal him when you slapped him?
No. Yostra's not healing him.
Ugh. All right. What are we doing here? What's next?
What's next is you're going to have to try to sneak in to the tower while you are blackout drunk.
Okay, we need to plan. That's right, I have a plan. I wrote down some notes. Milk, eggs, lettuce, tomatoes. I don't remember what that means.
Yostra, like, puts his head in his hands and looks over at Cormac and goes, I literally can't heal him. He didn't learn the lesson, so I can't do it. Like, he doesn't deserve to be healed. He didn't learn the lesson, so I can't do it.
Oh, that's right. That was my grocery list. Okay, he flips over the paper twice. Milk, eggs, lettuce. I wrote it on both sides. Do I need this much milk?
I'm curious, how quickly is this city going to end?
So, outside of him, you guys spent the day like looking at the Hellmouth in the sky, this giant tear, and nothing seems to be pulling into it yet. It is hard to tell distances when you just are staring at something. It looks like it is slowly increasing in size still.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It is not imminent, like, tomorrow you're, like, you know, like, if you don't leave now, you're dead, but it is slowly expanding in size. Nothing has started to be pulled into it yet, though.
So I guess Nyostra looks over at Cormac.
I know you kind of gave me grief last time. I brought up just taking him. But we could tie him to a bed and wait a day, you know, and make sure he doesn't get drunk again.
At that point, isn't that the same as just smacking him?
No. Smacking doesn't actually make you sober.
Well, I know that, but you smacking him.
No, I literally can't heal him. He didn't learn his lesson. It's like a thing. It has to be a lesson. There's a hard lesson to be learned here for him. I can't just heal him when he's chosen vice. He must be punished for it.
Okay, so we wait, I guess.
So you start feeding him coffee and water and wait a couple hours where he's sober enough to interact with you guys.
Ugh. Now the rest of us are drunk. Waiting.
Let me point you to my able drinker advantage. Alcohol never adversely affects you, no matter how much you drink.
Yeah, Sigurdur's just putting it away one after another, and you're all like, kind of like, what? Soon there's like the double the amount that was on the table before.
Nyostra's about to have a panic attack. He's just like, stop drinking.
After about an hour of waiting, you see like the effects of like the like hallucinogenic one wear off more so, and he seems still kind of a little drunk, but like a lot more like
considerably more able to have a conversation right. with us.
So, when did you guys get here? Have you been waiting long?
No.
Oh, excellent. I am totally not drunk. Anyway, okay. Plan. So, there's a few things that we're going to need to worry about with this breaking in that are going to be an issue. First and foremost, I think the sorcerers are gone. Like, at least I would be. Like, I can't promise they are, but like, why would
you... What do you mean they're gone?
Like, got out of the city. Like, why would I stay here if the city's gonna die, right? Like, tower's probably empty. So we just gotta worry about the traps.
Oh, I see. So the rest of Tristan's folks have escaped.
Right.
To their marks outside the city.
My friends said they want nothing to do with someone who can make you sober at will, which I said fair. I said if I didn't go back, I think they would hurt me very badly. And they said, make sure not to tell them their names. I did get one to come back with me. His name is Pierre. He sees the scarecrow. I think Pierre left. So it's us. It's us, the five of us. We are a great team. We got this. I'm sure that we can handle the traps. All right. First thing is poison lock on the first door. Anyone can pick a lock and not get stabbed by the pointy needle that springs out if you mess up.
All right.
That's number one. Do you think you guys can handle that? Good. Because I can't.
No.
I am not so... Okay, I guess we're done. I guess we're done. We can't handle a poison lock. All right.
I mean me. Me, no. Not necessarily the whole group.
Okay. Okay.
Do we have to pick the lock or can we smash the door?
That's a good question.
I didn't think about it.
I have...
Do we look like... We aren't... I don't know how to put this kindly, but we do not... We are not the most physically fit of, like, all of the magic classes. We are the most decadent, best dressed, both yes. Best looking, also yes. Most fit, not so much. Doors are doors.
I can find my way into most places. I can't always guarantee that I can find a way for everyone.
What does that mean?
It means what I said it means.
How do you find your way into most places?
I just...
You literally do portal magic! Is this that shocking of a concept?
That's why I'm curious! Can you find your way out of most places? Like, let's say, a city wall?
No.
Hey, what's after the poison door?
Okay. After poison door. Then we have to figure out the way to get through, like, the portal gate. There's a gate that they have inside that, like, separates the entryway from the rest of the tower. Usually, it's not hard to get through because I have like, stuff to, like, make it through. Like, I have the portals, and I can bring people along with me in that. And it's not a sure... It's a pretty easy jaunt. However, they took away my way to do that. So we will need to figure out some magic to get through that.
I have a question that's like a real like logistics question. Like, this tower exists in real life in our world, right?
In the fake world we've made, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, right, but it's not like that portal doesn't like lead to another city, right?
No. The tower is in Oratrios. Like, you have seen this tower before.
You can find it on our little map from the world building.
There are windows in that tower?
Yes.
So you could probably just like prick his finger on an arrow and then shoot it into one of the windows?
That's a way through.
We'll probably skip the poison door too. Anyways, we can keep going. Go ahead, keep going. I'm all about this plan.
So we have to get through that. Then after that, we will need to get the artifact, which is probably in the top chamber, and we'll need to stop at the library to grab the book on how to stop this. Then all we have to do is get out of the tower, and we're good. Then we're golden. I hopefully can figure out how to reverse this, or at least stabilize it. He looks at you guys. Reverse. Definitely reverse. Completely reverse. I can do it.
Of course you can.
Stupid Pierre.
Could you, like, leave it open over certain places?
I think it's a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. Like, I think...
You could make it, like, only around the outside of the city, like an evil donut.
I don't think this is a spell that has finesse.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't mess with it. Yeah, that was probably a bad idea.
Really, like, I mean, like, I appreciate you trying to break the siege. Like, getting out of the city would be easier if we didn't have a siege going on. But this doesn't look like a finesse spell. It looks more like a get rid of this place in particular spell. And by this place, I mean this in the countryside and a large area.
Yeah, we get it. It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Can I get another drink?
No.
Yeah. Because we're boring.
You know when you can't get a drink? Is when there's no longer a rift over the city.
I won't need it then.
And you can get a celebratory drink. I'll be getting a celebratory drink.
I would just rather not be dead, you know, or just out of here, but whatever, you know.
Well, we take what we can get.
Okay, so real quick. How many times can you teleport? Is it just like whenever you want to teleport? If you've like... Is it blood? You said you had to, like, leave blood somewhere?
Yes. I have to cut to myself to do it, so...
Okay, so stab yourself right now and, like, put some blood on this table.
Okay.
A backup plan, right?
Yeah, like, if anything goes bad, we can instantly basically get a redo.
Quick save.
I guess that brings out another question. Can you bring other people through your portals?
I can. It's just scary. Keep your eyes closed. Do not open your eyes. You will be eaten. Or go mad and then be eaten. All around great fun.
Yostroy is just like, I want to open my eyes so bad. All I want to do is open my eyes. Everything in Yostroy's body is like, I want to see the other side.
I mean, he'll learn a hard lesson.
Right?
The thing is, I'm not trying to make it tempting. It's what the book says. The book does not tell me what's in there. It's just like,
don't open your eyes.
The book is like, if you open your eyes, you're dead. All right.
Okay.
I would not straight up kill you, but you know, it wouldn't be pretty. You know when you said like if Autumn had drunk that green liquid, like,
oh yeah, that would have been like an event. Yeah, that would have changed things.
I'm just letting you know, like, you can open your eyes, but like, it's gonna be a thing.
Stuff's different now. Look, I've always wanted to be a Cenobite, so that's like what that's just so Cenobite-y.
You and Lewis can be best squid buddies forever.
Yeah.
So he cuts himself. He takes out a knife. He cuts his hand. Slaps his hand on the table. All right. Backup plan made. You see the blood trickle out like a little bit. Like, it looks like it's leaving a handprint. And then you see it like form up and make a sigil as he like casts the spell. So instead of it just being a handprint, it's like in a specific shape.
Are any of you good at shooting, like, bows and arrows? Or, like, a slingshot or spears?
No.
This is my metagame way of asking everyone what their aim skill is.
Not great, but I could give it a try.
Same.
I am not one to use bows.
So what is actually everyone's number, though?
One.
Zero.
Oh, frick. Okay, so me. Mine's three.
Oh, jeez.
Your aim is three? How good's everyone's aim? Mine's pretty great.
I didn't realize that mine was going to be the best.
I do have a quick question about the Sorcerer of Porte magic. When they do open a portal and go back to something they marked with blood, do they have to say, as Travars?
No.
Is that a reference to something that I didn't get?
Yeah, Darker Shade of Magic.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, I should have gotten that. Okay.
You should have.
It took me a second.
I just read those recently, so it's fresh in my mind.
They're so good.
Yeah, I guess, honestly, my finesse and aim are pretty good. Can I go buy a bow, Zach? Can I have a bow?
You can have a bow. You have a militia working for you.
I've never declared myself as having any weapons, so I never really thought I was going to need to shoot a thing. Yeah, so I'll say that Neostroy had planned this, because, you know, it's a thought that occurred to me, Cody the player, and he, like, gets out a quiver of bows and just goes, like, do this to all of these, like, all of them.
All of the... all right, so, over the course of an hour, as he's looking very pale sitting there, like, please, I thought I was gonna live. Now I think I'm gonna die again. Well, I didn't really think
I'll get him some lemonade. Get him some electrolytes.
So you get him a lemonade, and it works well enough. Okay, I'm feeling a little bit better. Anyway, he takes a sip of a beer that was left over, and it's one of the teleporting brews. He's like, oh wait, no, this is the worst one. He teleports like 4 feet up, like belly flops onto the table. Whoever made that is a monster.
Who did make that? Is that not? I thought you made it.
No, it's Pierre. I hate him.
Neostroy looks over at the dummy.
No, that's not Pierre. That's what Pierre left when I got drunk. When I was completely sober and taking a nap. I learned the hard lesson. I'm only sober from now on.
Wait, so canonically, does this place no longer serve magic alcohol because Pierre ran away?
Pierre ran away this afternoon, not forever ago. What do you not understand about what happened? Like, my friend Pierre, other human being... here earlier today.
No, I get it.
Sat there talking with me.
Well, he ran. It just means that the bar can't serve magic drinks anymore because Pierre the Magician left.
I mean, he might also be in the back being a dick. I didn't go looking for him. I've been with you since I've so woken up.
And it's fortunate you have.
Yeah, that's one more for the guess. Alright. So, tomorrow morning when I'm not dying from you bleeding me dry to mark 47 arrows.
Stay hydrated.
Oh, I'm going to stay hydrated. It's not the way you want.
I think that you should really, like, this is good for you. This is 47 ways that you can escape, right? Like, that's good.
47 backup plans.
Yes, 47 ways I can escape. I have to go.
Oh, no. Nostroy will be hanging on to these.
Can I see if I can shoot the arrow?
After we solve the rift problem, you can go wherever you want.
Does anyone have, like, irons?
No.
I have some in my room. Let me go get them.
You mean, like, fetters or clothes irons?
Fetters.
No, like...
shackles.
Fetters. Fetters? Yeah, shackles. Those are called irons, right?
They are. Yeah. No,
that's,
I was
like,
just
a thing they were called. I'm not stupid.
No.
You know how sometimes you say a word, and then sometimes you say, like, Chester drawers, and you're like, what? I didn't know if it was one of those moments for me where I called them irons, and people are like, no, they're called irons. That's a different word.
No, it's not jail, or as I say, gailul.
Yeah, goiler, you know.
I was about to bring up jail, because that was one that got me for so long since I never, like, I'd only ever, like, the archaic spelling. I'd only ever seen it written down, never heard it until I just one time happened to be following along on with an audiobook and saw the word, heard it said. I'm like, seriously?
Gaelic's a mean language. It's very mean.
Soul crushing.
The thing is, like, we don't need to talk about my views on pronunciations of other languages. English sure is don't. The worst. All right, I will meet you in the morning where we go do this suicide run. It'll be so fun.
It doesn't sound... Why do you think we're going to die? You said the tower's empty.
because I have to do insane magic that I have never performed before, or we all die from the big hole in the sky.
One step at a time. Just one step at a time. We'll get through it together.
Maybe it's really easy. Like, maybe the spell's super easy. Just like you just say, like, close. Ah, it closes, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Optimism.
Anyway, you go home. You go home. Get hydrated with water or lemonade or something that will make you feel better, not worse.
The alcohol makes me feel better and makes me forget.
Maybe if you've got a basement or something to keep the screaming away, that's what
it's
I've been
so
doing.
It's so bad. Why did you remind me? It was in the background.
It's hard to
Now get. I can only see that. It's like the FedEx shipping. I can only see the arrow.
It's been going in my head the whole time, so I'm right there with you. We're going
to
get it.
I didn't need to be here with you. I did not need this.
Anyway,
he puts his hands on his temples, just rubbing them.
Anyway, rest up. Feel better. See you tomorrow.
As he leaves, Nostroy just looks at Cormac and goes, have you ever met someone less graced? Like, we're saving his life, right? Like, he's going to die if we don't do this. He's really belly aching a lot.
I think it's just habit, you know? Just gotta get him through it.
Right? He just, like, got used to it.
So, you guys all disperse for the evening. Someone wanted to compare the knives.
Yes, that is a thought that I had out of game.
Well, if Magdalena wants to do it, that means she has to talk to Nostroy. He has both knives.
Yes.
Magdalena decides next.
Lena will go. Where are you?
He would be in his room, just like staring at the mirror.
Covered or uncovered?
Uncovered.
It's saying mean things to you about your fears and your weaknesses and your dark thoughts. As Lena walks in.
Well, see, I don't know if Lena would go to the bakery right now. That's the only thing, is I'm like, you know what? Screw it. We should do it for the story. Even if she gets caught, she'll go to the bakery.
You go to the bakery. It is a quiet night, at least for Lena. Nostra still hears the incessant screaming. As you go up the stairs, you like knock on the door and he tells you to come in. And you creak it open and Nostra is just staring at the mirror. And in Nostra's ears, Nostra can hear all the terrible things he's saying. But it's silent for you, Lena. You're not hearing his past sins expunged. It is only in Nostroy's head.
All right.
As you know, as you walk in and can see the mirror proper, it starts spewing your sins against you.
Lena ignores the mirror. She goes over to Nostroy and, because of who she is, gives him a light punch on the shoulder to get his attention, and then hands him, I don't know, a whole lot of different pastries. So she hands him a bear claw.
Nostroy.
A werewolf claw.
It's our specialty.
Takes it and looks confused and just goes, is this poison? Because it won't work on me. So is it?
Okay, no, it's not poison. And even if it doesn't work on you, then you should be able to eat it anyway.
I would have felt bad if you were trying to, like, stab me in the hand again, but it didn't do anything, you know.
No, Nosy, I'm feeling bad about it, so.
Oh, it's fine. I've gotten stabbed in the hand a bunch, and kind of I wanted to get stabbed in the hand to, like, scare your guys. It was a good lesson, really.
Great, then I don't need to apologize.
No, but I do want the bear claw, though. It looks really good.
You have it.
Okay, I'm just saying I'm not giving it back. Hi, what's going on?
Lena takes a seat. I assume you've got, like, a desk or something to get, like, on your eye level. Do you still have the dagger that killed the Duke 3 years ago?
Nostroy goes, I do. And, like, gets under his bed and digs out, like, a small trunk and, oh, you know, be in the same trunk where all of his, like, masks and stuff are. And he, like, kind of roots through that and pulls out, like, a few trinkets and then the dagger wrapped in cloth and hands it to you.
And do you have the one that Monsieur Tristan had?
He, like, pulls it out of his belt and hands it to you.
She puts them both on the table, and unwraps the Duke's. Are there any similarities? Is there anything that, like, is shockingly, like, oh, yeah, these are the same thing?
So you lay out these two daggers. The one from Monsieur Tristan is very opulent. It has a fine edge, but not, like, you can split a hair edge with it. It looks like it's used for cutting. It is not dull. It has an opal guard or, like, hilt, a nice cross guard. It looks very flamboyant. A lot of gold. There's a lot of etching into it that's, like, gilded with metals. It looks like a status symbol. The other dagger you have is very much, it is as nondescript as you can imagine. It is, like, when you say dagger, the thing that you imagine, that's what this is. It has a leather hilt wrapped around, no ornamentation. It has a small cross guard. It is about a foot long. It's very straight, whereas the one of Tristan has a curve to it and looks ornate. One looks very much for show. The other one looks for practicality.
I have a magic detecting necklace. Do you want to have borrowed it?
Sure.
Using the magic detecting necklace, you do not see a aura on either of them. They are both just normal weapons.
Lena leans back in the chair and sighs. Well, there goes that theory.
Yeah, that was a good theory. It would have made a lot of sense that, you know, they killed him and then just wanted to wipe the city out. It's a reasonable take on what it could have been.
Well, especially because I know it's been 3 years since that night, but I don't remember seeing anything specific when we were there, and so seeing Fake Alina being so excited or temporarily pleased and with what the sorcerers were doing, and it just hit me that maybe someone could have used one of the portals to reach through or throw a dagger through to hit the Duke. I thought I might have had something there, but...
It's sort of related, but also sort of not. I talked to Fake Catalina today.
Why? I thought that was Cormac's thing.
Yeah, well, she recognized me, and I didn't know why she didn't kill me immediately. So I wanted to ask.
So you just walked right up to her and were like, hey, why didn't you kill me?
Yeah, I can't not. It's a thing. But I ran away once and now I can't exactly do that as much anymore. I'm cursed.
All right, no questions.
Point is, I think she's a monster. Like, not... No, let me rephrase that. I think she's like a magical creature, like a creature of myth, like a vampire.
Not
necessarily a vampire, but she can tell the future, and she knew enough about me, but did not have Catalina's exact memories, but I also don't think she wasn't not... I think there's more to her than just an imposter. I also think she wants the siege to end. So... I don't know what that means.
No, I don't know what that means either.
Zach, did she look like Catalina exactly? Like, to my eye. Like, not any role, just... If I looked at her, I would say they're twins, you know?
Yeah, at a glance, she looks like...
Right, right.
Yeah. You didn't, like, check for, you know, like, identifying feature. You know, like, if you knew your Catalina had a scar on her, you did not check for something like that. You know, something that she received.
Changeling! That's the word I'm looking for. What if she is a changeling?
Like, I guess that just changes how we fight her eventually? I don't...
Yeah, except I'm not, like, 100% which one then would be the changeling.
I mean, they're both kind of changelings right now, then, if that's the case, considering our Catalina has a bracelet.
Well, yeah, that's true, but we might want to do some, like, research into, like, magic creatures of mimicry, because she looked exactly like Catalina and had at least some memories, but maybe not all. So maybe the switch happened a while ago. Like, this might legitimately be some version of Catalina.
It's an interesting theory.
She's not, like, outwardly evil, I don't think, yet. I don't know. But I don't think she's trying to destroy the city. I think she's just self-motivated.
The only pause I have with that is that she, like I said, she seemed
happy
that the sorcerers were ripping this guy.
I'm wondering, like, she seemed like she... So what she told me was she read her fortune when we came to the city and it got better. So she didn't kill us because of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is it, like, is the rift opening just, like, part of a story that we're fitting into that she's going to benefit from?
I don't know. You're the storyteller.
Yeah, but not
you
like...
Should have an, but you should have an idea, then, of how the story should go.
Well, yeah, but the story that I'm spinning in my head is that we have the fake Catalina all along, and she's the real Catalina, and it's all about, like, the story would be about, you know, jumping to conclusions and the danger of arrogance. So that's not the story I want to be in. It's concerning in a lot of ways.
Well, I mean, there is a reason that we are not attacking her at this moment. I believe I told you all, I don't remember if I did, but I have some gossip about her and the way that we might be able to follow her once we are done trying to figure out this rip in the sky. And so we can use that to maybe, I don't know, learn more about her, figure out what she's doing, if there is some evil plot that we're missing. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe she is trying to get food to everyone and is just bad at it.
Yeah, she might just really suck at their job. It's possible.
Lena covers up the plain dagger and hands both of them to Neostroy, hilt first. That was kind of a waste of time. Sorry.
It wasn't a waste of time. It crossed off a possibility. Never a waste of time.
She stands up and glances over at the mirror, which I assume is just talking nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's listing things constantly in your ear about all the ways you failed, how you're a bad daughter, that you don't, that your family's disappointed in you for, you know, not protecting the Duke, but also, like, not producing an heir. And just all of your, like, most miserable secrets you have about you.
Maybe you should switch rooms.
Oh, I like this room.
I feel like listening to this kind of stuff 24/7 is not doing anyone any favors.
You know, it's funny, right? Hearing horrible things about yourself constantly, maybe. But if you know all the worst things about yourself, you do not have to sit and wonder, oh, what could be corrected? What might I need to work on? You know.
No,
you know
but
what
it's
it is.
Never fun to hear it over and over and over and over again.
It does go away if you put a sheet over it.
There's no sheet on the mirror.
I know. No, I was letting you know. Like, you've put a sheet on it before. Like, it does stop yelling at you if you put a sheet on it. You know, it has to be able to see it. You know, you gotta kind of have to be able to see it, kind of thing. Or it see you, I guess.
Neostroy looks at the mirror and looks at Magdalena and goes, I don't think we ever really forget. It's always there. It's always in the back of our minds, and at some point trying to push it away maybe just becomes a meaningless exercise. Better to face it, to look at the things that we hate the most.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
I
don't need to hear it over and over again. I am happy to push it very, very far in the back of my mind. And do you want me to just punch that damn mirror?
No. This is going to sound odd, alright? Like, I kind of made a cowardly choice, and there is now a cost to that cowardly choice, one that I have to now live with. It's not a bad cost, it's just the thing that I have to deal with.
I mean, okay, if you want to just continue to hear it, the mirror ghost berating you constantly. If not, you're welcome to go to my room. I'm probably going to be in the catacombs from now on because of my family.
Nostra looks down for a minute, looks at you and goes, I meant what I said about your family, which, don't hit me again, there's a caveat. There is. Being the strongest person in your family is not a nice thing. But I believe you're at the point in your life where maybe you have to acknowledge that there is some truth in this. Like, your brother's not going to be able to maneuver properly to protect your family. Your parents are no longer able to protect themselves. This falls on you. It is a bad burden. It's not good. But it opens doors.
The thing is, though, I don't need to acknowledge that. I know it. I just kind of wish at some point the people that I need to hear it from would appreciate it too.
Rip it from their mouths, then they will appreciate it. Your brother never will if his free will, and your parents only respect tradition and power. Believe me, when your brother's sobbing in the corner, they will not say horrible things about you anymore.
Well, then I'll just have to wait for that opportunity when my brother is sobbing in the corner.
I'm sure it will happen soon. These are hard times. He is a weak man.
So Lena says goodnight and leaves and heads to the catacombs, where you all get a somewhat fitful night of sleep before the next morning you wake up and will meet Jean-Luc. But that is for next time. Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Castile. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.